Hello, good afternoon, Delwyn. This is Jill Jones from Minera talking to Dilwyn Roberts. So, hello, Dilwyn. Thank you very much for deciding to talk to us this afternoon. Now, would you like to start off by saying your name and your date of birth and telling us a little bit about your school days? Early life?
Yes, I will. Thank you, Jill. I can mention your name, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I was born on the 29th of the 3rd, 1930. I started school when I was 5 years old in the Infants Junior School, Penygelly Road. I was in Infants School for over 2 years till I became seven. Then I was taken to Penygelly Junior School, which was only 10 yards across the road from the infant school. I was in the junior school until the age of 11. Then I was transferred to Penygelly Road Secondary School, Cudworth.
Yes.
I was there until I was 14. Unfortunately, I didn't have any education, otherwise I would have gone to Wrexham Grammar School. But unfortunately, I didn't qualify. Then I had to seek work.
Yes.
Then, 1944, I had to leave school. At 14, we all had to,
yes.
Unless we had an education, which I did not, like I just mentioned. Then, a lovely friend of mine who lived 100 yards away, he worked in the Minera Lineworks, and his name was Mr. Moss Edwards, and we used to call him Uncle Moss.
Yeah.
And he said, "Is Danny work, Dilwyn?" I said, "No, Uncle, I'm looking for work." He said, "I'll have a word with my boss," and he called to see me one day, "Dilwyn, can you start work on Monday?" And I started work in the Minera Lineworks.
So that sounds good and straightforward. So what sort of work were you doing in the Lineworks, Dilwyn?
Now, in the Minera Lineworks, there were three railway lines. One going up to the number one kiln, one going up to the number two kiln, one going up to the crusher.
Yes, I remember.
Now, on the left, in the bottom, was a manager's office, and the manager was called Mrs. Sutton, his wife, and he had a young daughter.
Yes.
Next to the manager's office was the clerk's office, and it was a general call by the name of Mr. John Roberts and his assistant called Ivor Owen Roberts, who lived in Minera. Dilwyn was given a job in the office. I worked in the office for 3 weeks, and I said to the manager, "Very sorry, Mr. Sutton, I'm not enjoying this work. Can you give me another job in the quarry, whatever? "No problem, Dilwyn," he said. "I'll give you a job in the seat room with a lovely gentle called Little Sam Bellis."
Oh, yes.
And Sam Bellis lived in Gwynedd.
Yes.
I think Sam lived till he was 90-odd.
I think that's right.
He was a lot smaller than I was. What a lovely gentleman. And the seat room, it is in the seat room, they called the seat room. We repaired the seats for when the line was burnt in the number one and number two kilns.
Mm-hmm.
The labourers had to fill the railway wagons with this burnt lime. Then, in case the weather came wet, icy or snowed, we had to cover that lime with these sheets. Otherwise, all the lime would dissolve into nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was in the seat room. While I was in the seat room, and the seat room was next to the clerk's office, all them were linked together.
Yeah.
Then, next to the seat room, I must give you the history, Mr. Hallam was their foreman, and his cottage was next door to the seat room. They were all linked together. Manager's office, the clerk's office, seat room, and the foreman's, Mr. Hallam. And he came from, he was a foreman in the quarry in Buxton, in Derbyshire. Then, while I was working in the seat room, all the spare time I had to walk to the quarry, back, I can't remember the name of the main road to the Menai line, but what was it called?
Maesafunnan
Road. I had to walk a quarter mile every day, six times a day, from the quarry to the spring.
Yes.
In Maesafunnan, to get water for the men. There was no taps there.
Yes.
So that they could have a drink.
Yes.
And that was my job. And have you seen the Dutch people in Holland?
Yes.
They had an instrument over the shoulders to carry a bucket on each of them.
Yes.
And I had one of them. That was my job for about 18 months. Then I was there. I'd done my apprenticeship in the seat room. Then they sent me to the quarry. I was really little, 5 foot nothing. And all the big snappy men, farmers, sons. Then I worked on the number one break on the big drum with Di Evans, who was from Gwynedd.
Yes, yes.
And he also had
neighbor.
A young son called Stan.
That's right.
But
yes.
Unfortunately, you've got to take my memory, I can't always remember, so far, 76 years ago, I can't remember anything. But poor Stan, I think he had anemia. And I think Stan passed away very young in his life.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, I can recommend that. A lovely, lovely young chap, Stan.
Yes.
Then I was on the break with Di. Then we'd supply 3 wagons to go down the break. And at the bottom of the break, there'd be a gentleman called Trevor Jones from Gwynedd.
Yes.
He'd have his big stallion waiting for the 3 wagons. The 3 full wagons would go down the break, and they also would supply us in the quarry with 4 empty wagons.
Yes.
That was my job until I became 18 year old. Then I was called to the National Service, and the government put Dilwyn in the Royal Air Force.
Oh, that's great.
For 2 years.
Yes.
Then, when I finished in the Air Force when I was 20, I came back to the quarry for 2 years. And back I went with Di as a brakesman.
Yes.
Di's assistant. Then I had to do alternative jobs. I was sent, only once I ever went, to number 2 kiln.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mr. Hallam finished as a foreman.
Yes.
Then a lovely gentleman called Mr. Beach.
Yes.
He became a, and he also came from Buxton. Then he said, Dilwyn, I would like you to go to number 2 kiln. Then we all had to wear clogs.
Yes.
We had to take clogs with us to work, as well as our working boots, walking boots, in case we were sent to the kiln. Because if you went to the kiln for 1 day, you would have no boots to go home in.
Fair enough.
The heat was that tremendous. Mm. It would burn your soles and your shoe.
Yes.
So we had to wear clogs, and they were covered in iron underneath. All the sole was covered in iron and the heel, so that they wouldn't burn.
Right.
Then I only worked there for 2 days, but I loved it. But every day I went home, I had to jump in the bath. My feet was that sore with the temperature. My mum used to put me in a bath, and she used to put some Radox in the bath so that I could get my feet. Well, I said, oh, mum, I don't like this job. Well, don't do it. No, I said, I won't refuse. No, luckily, I only done 2 days there. Yeah. Then, do you want any more information about the quarry?
Yes, carry on.
Now, there were there was Orb. By the way, when I was 14 and a half, my father was in the war for 5 years. He was in India fighting the Japanese.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Then when he came home, Dilwyn, he said, I'm going to have 6 weeks off, spent all my vacation money from the army. He's in the Royal Artillery.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go to cinema in Kapoor, Parish Hall in Kapoor. My mum would take us there. And I was the oldest. I was 9. Mm-hmm. I had a brother and a sister. And we saw these ships going on all the pathy nails. Dale, your dad might be on that boat. We don't know where he's going, but he might be. And he finished off Columbus, Ceylon.
Mm-hmm.
Then he come home, he said, can you get me a job, Dylan, in Limelux? Yes, Dad, I said, I'll ask Mr. Beats. So I went, Mr. Beats, he was in the time clock, Mr. Beats, always watched everybody come in.
Yes.
So if you give us our job for the day.
Yes.
We signed on with the clock.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan went, do this, do that, and he had to go. Like, I loved every job there besides the number two kiln. I didn't like that job. Too hot, and I didn't like heat. I said, oh, Mr. Beats, can I ask you? Yes, he said, take and wait there. Well, everybody's come in first, they went lovely there. Come in the office, I went, no. My father told him, oh, lovely doing. And he said, he's okay. He gets a little bit of malaria, I said, but he's okay. Gets treatment for it. We've been in India. So tell him Sarah Monday Dillon, and he said, and my dad started there. I got my dad a job there.
Yes.
So, and my dad is there.
That's good going.
Still there when I come from the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was 10 smallish wagons on the quarry face.
Mm-hmm.
And there was 2 men, partners to each of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I can name them all, but it's either going to be at last Christmas. But my father was partnered with a lovely chap, Ogwin Jarvis, from Middle Road, Mant.
Mm-hmm.
Ogwin Jarvis. And his son's grandson is still alive now, but Ogwin passed away like my father. And there was 10 pairs of them, yeah. And that's the job I was given too, supplying these 10 men with a wagon to fill them with the limestone. And a couple of times I went on a little weighing machine in the quarry.
Yes.
And they had a little engine there, and Alf Wilde, responsible for keeping that engine in good form, also the big engine, Bob the engine.
Yes.
Bob, and I think Bob's one good name.
Mm-hmm.
I think so, Bob. And Bob, my biggest friend, Oswald Daniels, from Nant Square, Nant, good boy, he was his shunter on the train.
Yes.
To the number one kill and number two kill. And poor Daniel, he lost his sight when he was 34 year old.
Oh my goodness.
He had TB.
Yes.
Best friend of mine, Daniel. And so it's that group of people. Then the oldest fella next to myself would be Elvis Peters.
Yes, from Bookwin or Gwynedd. Yes.
Is he still alive?
I don't think so. Was his wife called Cainwyn?
I don't know.
You don't
That's
know.
All I know. He was in same class as me in school, secondary school, in good boy.
Yes.
And he made a go.
Mm-hmm.
He was from Middle Road, Mant.
Yes.
He was the blacksmith.
Yes.
Ned a go. His name was Go. He's a blacksmith.
Yes.
And Elbert was his apprentice.
Yes.
And Ned a go was in charge if he had a runaway on the break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then, let's get down now. Then, a job I had was with Trevor and Joss.
Yes.
With the 2 stallions.
Yes.
Trevor wasn't well. Joss was well. Mm-hmm. Dilwyn, can you do the horses? Yeah, I'll have a go, Mr. Beach. Mm-hmm. I done okay. Then he used to supply number one kill with a limestone.
Yes.
3 wagons at a time.
Yes.
Then the next 3 wagons, he'd take them over to number 2 brake, to the small brake and the small drum, supplying number 1 kiln. Mm-hmm. And Joss would be in charge of that drum and the wagons and the horse.
Yes.
Joss. Then, on a Saturday morning, I'd say this to me, Dilwyn, would you like extra work on Saturday morning? See about every 6 weeks. Yes, Trevor. Bit extra pocket money for you, lad. Thank you. We had to fill a big railway wagon with horse manure.
Right.
And I said, where's this manure going, Trevor? He said, just outside, I think it is in Machwheel somewhere, a big mushroom farm to make mushrooms.
Yes, yeah. Yes, that
because
sounds right.
Horse manure heats up quickly.
Yes.
And you got to have heat for mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when we had the horses, on a Monday morning, believe me, we, Trevor, we'd go down, Josh sometimes,
mm-hmm.
past the Mr. Beach's house, mm-hmm. sheet room, Clark and Mr. Sutton's. On the left was a big steep bank with all the wretches, the dust, lime dust.
Yes.
And I used to work, oh, I didn't like that job by then. No, a dangerous job. Anyway, I did it.
Yeah.
Then, lower down, 100 yards down the road, there was two fields and the horses were grazed there.
Ah,
and
right.
Do you know what, Jill? We had to coax them. They were wild.
Mm-hmm.
Being let free, you see?
Yes.
We had to coax them with hay and horse nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what a job. But they got used to us. And with me being new, now and again, they went used to me, you see? Horses, like same as birds, they go for colour.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't like your jacket or something, you'd have a job to train them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I found that out too. Trevor's telling me all about it. He said to me one day, have they got a different colour pullover, Dylan? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, why? This horse doesn't like your pullover. No. And same as my birds, I keep birds. They don't like colour. No. Anyway, so that was that part of it. Then across, right, opposite the office and all that, that block, there was a big weighing room where Bob the engine, he'd bring all the wagons down with a lineman. He'd have them all weighed, then the big railway wagon from Wrexham, the big train from Wrexham, mm-hmm. number one train, come and pick them up and take them to Brumbo Steel.
Yes.
To make steel with a line.
Yes.
Yeah. Then they'd also take limestone as well. Then in Brumbo they had a big crusher and they crushed it into dust for the farmers to put on the farms.
Right.
And
yes.
Mr. Beat said to me one day, though, when he said, you're going to have a walk in the morning, we give the extra for it. Why, Mr. Beat? You'll have to walk to Brumbo for a couple of weeks every morning. Why? I said, you're going on the crusher and to load the bags.
Mm-hmm.
With dust, he said, for the farmers. I was there for 2 or 3 weeks. I didn't like the job, but I did it. Very, mm-hmm. very dusty. And you had to wear a mask and glasses, you know.
Yes.
So
yes,
I did
I
that
would
job.
Hope so, yes.
And anyway, and going back to number one kill, I loved landscape. I was landscape gardener for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
From when I was 34-year-old to 39. And that's how we became landscaper. And I'd walk, we only had half an hour for dinner. I'd have a sandwich in my hand. And there was lovely woodlands in the Manel Limeworks then.
Yes.
I don't know whether the habitat had been taken away or not, I don't know.
No, that's all still
and
there.
The number one kiln, right at the end of the number one kiln, where the line completed.
Yes.
You couldn't go any further. The line completed, then there was a break. Supplying the wagons to come down.
Yeah.
But that railway line finished there. That's the end of it. The big buffers stopped the wagons going any further. Then on the left there was a lovely woodland. Shrubs there, not big trees. And I used to struggle getting through them. And you're talking about all these flowers, Jill.
Yeah.
All types. And what's the main one, did you say you get?
The one they all are interested in is the orchids.
Now, I used to see them orchids.
Yes.
Then, in them days.
Yes.
76. I used to love it. And I used to take some home.
Yes.
For my mother.
That's it, yes.
The smell on them. Oh.
That's it.
And primroses.
Yes.
All sorts.
Yes.
Wild flower vegetation. So, hopefully, that vegetation is still there.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, because they're part of my list.
That's it.
Because I check.
That's it. And I... Oh, and then there was a Percy Ellis working on the big weighing machine, Percy.
Yes.
And when I was working in the sheet room, and he married me auntie's sister from New Brighton.
Mm-hmm.
Percy did.
So it
was. He hadn't married her then. He did. I found out he'd married my auntie Phyllis's sister from New Brighton. And I used to call her when I had a bit of dinner in the sheet room.
Mm-hmm.
I'd go there and I'd chat to Percy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd have a chat, yeah. And Sam Bellis used to love me when I started working there. Mm-hmm. I'd get a pencil and a paper, notepad, I'd take it with me. I used to love drawing.
Right,
what are you doing, Dilwyn? He said, I'm drawing, Sam. What are you drawing? I said, Donald Duck. Never, so I'm looking. Damn, Dilwyn, that's lovely. Do you know what he said? My son, I don't know what his name was, Jean-Ruth, I'm not sure his son's name. He used to work on the face of fireman on the face of the quarry, blowing the quarry up with dynamite.
Yes.
And he lived in Gwynedd. I don't know where he was married. Very, very tall. Sam was little. His son was very, very tall. And he brought me some paintings and drawings. And I used to be a copy drawer. Mm-hmm. I could never draw a human being. Never. Mm-hmm. His son, he was absolutely marvellous. Absolutely marvellous he was. And he took mine home to show his son. Yeah. And I used to, going away from the Limeworks now really, I used to join Chum's League in the Wrexham Leader.
Yes.
There only used to be one Wrexham Leader then. That was free every Thursday.
Yes.
It was free. A big, blue, massive paper. Not like the paper you get now. Massive. You'd have it three every Thursday. And I joined the Chums League. I won every week nearly. And I done the Montgomery.
Mm-hmm.
Colonel Montgomery in South Africa where he beat Rommel and his men.
Mm-hmm.
General Montgomery. You heard of General Montgomery
during
the war.
Yes.
And an elephant.
Yes.
And a lion's face and his head. Mm-hmm. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, all them. Mm-hmm. And my mother had a letter, went from, I'd been working in the Limeworks then, and she said, hey Dylan, he said, I've had a letter from the editor, Wrexham Leader. I said, yeah. He said, we go in there Saturday morning, it was in King Street then, if I remember, or Grosvenor Road, I can't remember where, because my memory's not as good. Look what he says, I read it. He says, please do not trace your drawings. Right, your mum said in a temper. I'm going to get a notepad, Dilwyn, and a pen. A pencil, mum, I want on a pen. Went down there, she knocked on the door, could I speak to the editor, please? We went upstairs. Yes, introduced herself, said, right, what's this letter you've sent me? But my son says, my son's never traced in his life. Well, yes, Mrs. Roberts. He couldn't draw that good. Right, he said. My son has brought a photo of Donald Duck here. He's going to draw it for you. And
yes.
I drew it for him. Mr. Roberts, he said, apology. And following week, following Thursday, it was in the, what do you call it? And I got an award for it. I had a book for it. And an apology. And, what do you call it? Then, a couple of weeks after, my photo of a lion was there.
Yeah.
Right, and what do you call it? A girl's name underneath had drawn it.
Oh!
Down, my mother went to me again.
Mm.
Yeah, oh, Mrs. Hobbs, we are sorry. It's not my fault. He said it's these people who work for us. Anyway, an apology was made and an election leader. And ma'am, I'm not going to bother John again. I'll send that episode anyway.
Yeah.
So that was linked to the language because I used to draw for Sam Billis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know where else you want me to go now.
Well, shall we stop for a minute?
In relation to the Netherlands, yeah.
And, yes.
Now.
Well done, Dilwyn.
Can I ask a question now?
Yes.
I hope I am going over. You're telling me if I'm making any errors, or I don't need that said. Please tell me, because no. I do go on, but I got the information in my head, and it's coming out.
Yes, can I just stop
you for a minute?
But if you want to stop me, Carol or Jill, stop me.
I don't know. I'm concerned. I've got this back now. When I pressed it, there was a light saying it was recording, and I think it's still recording now. But I'm worried in case it hasn't captured.
Everything.
I think the best thing to do is to try and check.
Yes.
Because what it does, it lights up and it says it's recording. And then it displays some numbers to say it's recording, and then it goes off. The writing goes off. So you're not quite sure whether it's still capturing or whether it's gone off, but if it's recording me talking now, we should be okay, because it's will have recorded you too. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to see if we can go back. So it says to play back.
Yes, so do I. Because a lot of the men you mentioned, I knew them as neighbours when I first moved into Wimbledon.
Is there any names you want to know?
Not.
Now, one thing's possible. Sam, yeah?
Di Evans.
Di.
And Stan Evans, I knew.
Yeah. Did he pass away at the young Stan?
He did. I remember my husband being quite... Maybe he died in his mid-30s.
Yeah, that's it. Now, he had another older brother.
Mm-hmm.